This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Edition of What's On Your Mind. It's a Thursday edition of the program, but I'm going to be honest with you. I can't stop thinking about the Friday edition of the program. Is that wrong, Todd? Should I focus?
I think on the, you know, because you know what they say. Everybody's working for the weekend.
True, and what I'm working for is the Super. Oh, I mean the big game. What is the bowl?
Yeah,
I can't remember.
It's a bowl, and it's going to be really super.
It's a bowl that's in thing? A bank. Stadium? Can we say U.S. Bank? Yeah,
boy,
I can't remember what we can say.
They want you to. I think the whole point is how do you avoid saying?
I just don't know that. Roger Goodell can tell players it's okay to disrespect the flag, but you know he can't tell them, hey guys, this is a bad deal. It's killing the NFL. It's really bad.
I mean,
but he can tell us we can't say Super Bowl. I mean,
right. If we're not going to salute the flag, why should we salute the NFL anyway?
Anyway, here's why I'm excited about tomorrow. We are going to be drawing for 10 chances at Super Bowl tickets, 10 out of 52. So we have 52 chances in total to go to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, Todd, just give me the buzzer on this
big
game.
Actually, if the Vikings are into the game, will be on K-Fire. And we're using it to promote the game that we're going to have on K-Fire.
Well, so
we are an official station, so yeah.
Oh, perfect. Everybody
you just
can
have
look
to have your Fargo guys ditch the audio for... I'm just kidding.
550 K-Fire. Exactly right. We'll simulcast it and watch how much trouble we get on an AM 1100. But anyway, so here's the deal. Tomorrow, if you'd like to just, number one, have a $1.29 breakfast, that's the great deal at Sonic. $1.29 breakfast, you can buy... anytime between 8:30 and 12:30 tomorrow. Going to stay after the show. This will be at the Sonic Fargo location. We are going to be going to other Sonic locations on the show for What's on the Minds of Millennials, a little series we're going to be starting in 2018. But tomorrow, it's the Fargo location only. It's right next to a new Starbucks on 45th. You come there anytime between 8:30 and 12:30 tomorrow. You register, and at 12:30, we will live on Facebook draw 10 names that'll be in the big drawing. They'll go in the big bowl for the Super Bowl. And by the way, it's two tickets. We're talking lower level, end zone, hotel accommodations, spending money. I mean, it's a sweet deal. It's a sweet deal. It's not like you're one of a zillion. You're one of 52 that can win. So we're doing a big giveaway with all the qualifiers on the 26th. So good chance you're going to win tickets if you come join us tomorrow. Really good chance. So it's kind of fun. I just love that we can have the K-Fire, KLTC, KTGO listeners join our AM 1100, the Flag family, for that little fun giveaway. So it could be fun. So that's tomorrow, and that will be at Sonic. Today, we also have a good show. We're going to chat with Senator John Holman today on the program. I don't know about you, but I can hardly follow 10% of what's happening in Washington, D.C., without getting dizzy. It's just a drink from a fire hose kind of environment we are living in right now. And build the wall, don't build the wall. DACA recipients, what are you going to do? But government shutdown on Friday. What about the budget? What about Obamacare? Holy buckets. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, the good news keeps pouring in from the tax reform that Republicans passed without a single bill. I have another question, Todd, for Senator Heidi Heitkamp. I'd love to ask the question right here on this radio program. Nolan,
you can ask it. I don't know if you'll get the answer, but
Nolan,
you can ask it.
Remind me later. Nolan is doing something right now, but he did ask last week to say, okay, would this be a good week? And I forget the exact answer, but we'll get you the exact answer. But anyway, it was no. It was some version of no. So I can't ask her on the air, so I'll ask on the air and ask you to ask her as well. Have you heard of the company called Apple? Apple? Todd, Apple.
Yeah.
I think they make like phones and stuff. I'm joking, obviously, because this is a mega, mega, mega big company. They, citing the GOP tax reform bill as the reason, are bringing $350 billion, one company, back to the U.S. from offshore. You can't make it up. And, of course, Gate City Bank has done something similar here. You know, not offshore dollars, but, you know, extra dollars going back to their employees and in retirement funds and different things that they're doing, charitable giving because of it. There's a list from A to Z that's ridiculous. We got to get Grover Norquist.
Yeah, so how do you explain that? All the companies that have given so many bonuses and stuff. I mean, how do you explain that having happened?
The tax bill passed. That's how you explain how it happened. That's my point. That's what Heidi Heitkamp voted
for. Well, that wasn't supposed to happen. We heard all the pundits, and Rush has played it plenty of times, you know, all the various pundits that that's never happened in the history of legislation.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Another little controversy on the wall. I want to talk about the wall. If President Trump announced a wall that was 700 miles instead of, 2,000 miles, would that make you mad? I want to know what would disappoint you. What's a wall to you? What does a wall have to be without you being disappointed? There's a little kerfuffle over that going on right now. I want your take on that today. I mentioned the Senator Hovind will be here. That's 10:30. Lynn Helms will be here at the bottom of the hour. I'm going up to Grand Forks later today. Governor Doug Burgum will be up there. He may check in next hour. We're waiting for his schedule to open up. And one of the things he's going to be doing is stopping by a friend of mine's place, Tom Canville, who is the CEO of a company that Governor Burgum will be at later today. Tommy has been on the program before because he's our go-to guy when we talk about UAS and drones and aviation. And the company is on Main Street. I've actually been there, checked it out. EyeSight RPV Services, and they're 311 Kitson, downtown Grand Forks. Tom's on the phone right now. Tommy, you excited to have the governor there today?
That's a very exciting day for us, Scott. As you know, we graduated from the Center for Innovation, and the center in UND was great to us. We were there 8+ years. We're a growing, fast-growing company, and like the governor's Main Street Initiative, we're bringing high-tech jobs downtown. And so very exciting day for us. It's our company, EyeSight RPV Services. We also have Grand Sky Development, their in-town office, new company called North Dakota, which is a North Dakota boy moving home, Johnny Ryan from California. And then we also have a company called Entrepreneur Coaches, Inc., which is Emily O'Brien and Barry Belhoff, who Barry, you know, has been for years in the fundraising business. And then Emily is an entrepreneur coach. So really exciting times. And then we also have an online curriculum for aviation education going live with 4 courses on payload training. So couldn't be a better timing. We're trying to get everything set up, as you saw when you toured through here a week or so ago, but we'll be ready.
That's neat. Now, when you say you're creating tech jobs, so the Entrepreneur Coach, the Midwest Drone Group, the Grand Sky Development, this is technology. This is the cutting-edge new technology that comes with this unmanned aerial systems that has just become organic with Grand Sky and everything going on in Grand Forks. This all works together, right?
Yes, I mean, other than having heat is the primary thing when we moved in January 1st, the second biggest thing is fiber. And we have fiber feed coming with Midco is helping us because, as you know, we have to upload a ton of data. And that's where we're really, we're up to 8 drones and 12 operators, and we expect to fly 6,000 wind turbines this year, along with other contracts with power companies and oil gas industry. So moving the data around and analyzing the data is the name of the game. And North Dakota, through a lot of thanks to some of the people you mentioned earlier, but we are a leader in this industry because we've strategically invested in the industry. And we're very thankful that we had a Center of Excellence grant 8 years ago to get us off the ground. And now we're creating the jobs and paying back the state through employment. So I'm the oldest guy working here. Scott, you know,
we're old, Tommy. We're old. Tommy was actually in my wedding. We go back a few decades to his days in the Thief River Falls and later at UND. We're getting up there. I think of that all the time, you know. But
so I'm excited, Scott, to, have these young men and women graduate from UND or whatever school's around and then be able to offer them jobs and keep them here. And that's the name of the game. And we're doing it. And so I'm really, it's going to be an exciting, exciting day. We have a few other tours other than the governor today. Talk to Commissioner Shuler. He's really excited about the downtown.
I'll tell you, Jay, that's a great story there. You know Jay well, but for folks that don't, the governor's person at the Department of Commerce, the commissioner that's heading that up, is Jay Shuler, and Jay is just, how would you describe Jay, Tom? He's just an entrepreneur extraordinaire and done so many different things, and, you know, Giant Seeds, his sons are running now, but has been involved in a lot of things, intellectual property, and really doing a lot of good work, and, you know, he left private business and his own company to go to work for the state, and, you know, obviously huge pay cut and everything else just to do some public service. It's a neat story. It really is.
Yeah, he really believed in the governor's entrepreneur history and thought, wow, if he could make a difference and give back. And so Jay's rocking it hard and trying to make a difference. He's got exceptional international business experience, too. But he just adds a lot. He just has a new flavor, you know. And
he does. They're doing a good job. And by the way, today, Grand Forks. Yesterday, Botno is where Governor, Lieutenant Governor Ben Sanford was today. Both the governor and the lieutenant governor in Grand Forks for most of the day. That starts at 1:30 today. Community roundtable at the 701 co-working space, which is at 33 South 3rd Street in Grand Forks today, if you want to head there. Then tonight, the governor will be delivering the keynote speech at the Chamber of Grand Forks, East Grand Forks annual dinner at 7:30 Thelaris. I'll be there.
Thanks. If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Henham from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tell me what the wall means to you. Tell me what the wall needs to be. We had a conversation earlier this week with a fellow by the name of Tommy Fisher, CEO of Fisher Industries. Dickinson, North Dakota company, who was working with other Dickinson, North Dakota companies, to design a prototype that would be the wall. He told us for 700 miles of wall, he could do about a $10 billion pretty innovative project. He explained the whole thing to us. If President Trump spoke to the nation and said, 700 miles, $10 billion, we're going to build it now, we're not going to wait and do it over 20 years and hope other Congresses fund it, I'd be jumping up and down. If it got trimmed to 500, to me, I'm not going to die on the hill of it better be a structure from border to border, by golly. Don't be stupid. Don't be stupid about just to say you have a wall up. The idea is put a wall up. But the wall can be a combination of that physical structure for the 500 to 700 miles, whatever. You know, the electronic stuff. Look what's happened just from how we have our policies in the way of shutting this down. So I'm okay with this. Reason I'm bringing this up, there's a little controversy that's brewing. John Kelly, the chief of staff of the president, met with some congressional Democrats and evidently said that the president's comments about the wall during the campaign were uneducated. Now, again, this is sort of like the Dick Durbin deal, saying he said something that rhymes with spithole. So I don't know. Did he say what they said he said? I don't know. But that's what they're saying he said. And that, you know, there wouldn't be a virtual wall. I mean, I'm sorry, a real wall. There would be part real wall, part other things. And it's a combination of different things. I have the story here. I can explain it to you. But President Trump then tweets this morning, said a wall is a wall. Almost like saying, whatever you're twisting his words into, it's not the case. All I really care about is the people that walked on broken glass to go to the polls and tell friends and family about what they wanted as a wall. All I care about is you folks. I don't care about the media. I don't care about the little food fights with the John Kelly said this to Democrats and President Trump tweeted this. I don't care about any about that. I'm asking you, people that voted for Donald Trump because you want a wall, what does that mean? And what would have you disappointed in him? What can it not be? Just curious. I'm going to ask Senator Holman the same question. I want your take on this as we go. Text me, 367-2054. Text Todd, 226-8503. Call us, better yet, 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Oh, okay, thank you for reminding me. So Nolan's here, and Nolan, earlier we wanted to ask a question of Senator Heitkamp related to the Apple $350 billion investment. I could also ask her what, you know, she wants for a wall and other things that our listeners want to know. And so you reached out last week to say what? Ask the question, what'd you say?
Well, I asked if Senator Heitkamp would like to come on this program.
Okay, and the answer you got back was?
Nolan, thanks for reaching out, but she isn't available.
She isn't available.
Yes.
Period.
Very extensive. That's very, it. Very extensive statement.
That is it.
Who sent that to you?
Wow. Her communications director.
Whose name is?
Abby McDonahue. Is that how I say it?
And Abby's been in there a long time. She's been there a long time, so she would know. Interesting. Okay, what was the response again? It was really long, I know.
Nolan, thanks for reaching out, but she isn't available.
All right.
Period.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's your United States Senator who is seeking re-election. She isn't available for you. You got your answer. Do it with it.
My reply would be ever.
Well, rough estimate, we've asked at least monthly, usually weekly, for the last however long since she's been on. Last time she was on two big irons ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. All right. CJ's here from Dak Diesel. So fun talking to CJ. Then Curtis and Bismarck, Jamie and Bismarck, you're up right behind CJ. How are you making somebody's life better today with all your good repair work at Dak Diesel, CJ?
Well, you know, just right now it's major engine work on a Duramax. That's what I'm working on today. I got my guy working on a forklift for the National Guard. But, it's just, same old every day. But, you know, it's one of these things, you know, if somebody's looking for major engine work, whether it's a pickup truck, you know, a diesel pickup truck or even, you know, a big truck or let's say even a tractor. I do have spots opening up here in about 2 weeks, you know, so I can get you in and I will save you money over a dealership and quite a bit of money. It's substantial money, you know, it's not just, you know, $500 or $1,000. You know, most of the time I beat dealership's prices by anywhere from $4,000 to $6,000.
Big time.
So I mean, that's huge savings in your pockets. And not only that, I cover it with a full 6-year warranty. So,
6 years?
A big yeah, 6-year warranty, unlimited miles. Hard to beat that.
Wow. 701-258-5011. I'd call now. 701-258-5011. Online at DakDiesel.com. You better snap up those appointments coming up in a couple of weeks. CJ, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day, Scott.
One of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind, Curtis Bismarck. What's a wall to you?
Hey, I know I had just an idea, but I know Trump likes to make money off his projects, you know, so he should make the wall like the Great Wall of China. Model it after that, and then he could charge people to go up on top of it and take the tour or something, you know, walk the length of the wall or ride the bicycle all the way.
Make it it is the desert, most of it, right? So you could make it a little bit of a tourist destination.
Something to profit off it anyway, so.
Very interesting. You could, And by the way, somebody just texted that the folks
go to the Great Wall of China all the time, and, you know, they're... You always see him taking the tour of the wall, you know, so.
This is why I love North Dakota. We think of good ideas. Somebody just texted that the Fisher Industries $10 billion for that 700 miles comes with a warranty and maintenance program included in the price. So there's another nice North Dakota thing. I love it. Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate that very much. John in Fargo, you should get that for $10 billion, though, shouldn't you? I don't know.
Well, of course.
Federal government probably doesn't normally do that. John in Fargo, yes, you're next on What's On Your Mind.
I don't care what they come up with for a wall. If they want to build a wall, let them build it. Anyway, but I'm curious why you have such difficulty giving the straight story on anything. General Kelly was interviewed by Bret Baier, I presume a hero, in your eyes, and on the Fox News channel the day before the president came out and made these comments about being uninformed during the campaign. That was General Kelly speaking to Bret Baier.
Yeah, I just found that out, actually. I didn't know it, John, but I actually saw something flash where evidently, because this is an issue this morning, Fox is replaying clips of John Kelly. Didn't know that, like Bret Baier, but just don't have time to be tethered to the Fox News Channel TV or anything else 24/7, so I didn't know that that interview happened. But I have it up right now. I actually have John Kelly on my TiVo. His eyes are closed because it's on pause. And he looks a little strange, but I was about to play the clip that he said, so you're going to get your wish in a minute here. Jamie, give me your take in 30 seconds or less.
Okay, if I want a wall, it's going to have to be all the way, Scott. You can't just have drones and little fences and that, because when a Democrat gets in there, they'll just do what Obama did, make the Border Patrol and ICE and everybody pull back and just let them flood in how they want.
How many miles? You're saying Texas to California or all the way?
Absolutely, all the damn way. And I want it big. That's just got 10 feet higher.
To the program that got it. Very every day. More coming up,
folks. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, why not? Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
John Kelly, the president's chief of staff, General John Kelly, that is the person that the caller before the break was referring to, had done an interview with Brett Baer on the Fox News Channel talking about the wall and talking about a difference of opinion and saying, I have one clip that Fox News is just playing here talking about how the two interact. I just want to share with you so we close that loop and do it before I forget here.
He and I talk constantly. Weekends, early mornings, late at night, we talk constantly. He bounces ideas off of me. I'm very proud of the fact that he respects my opinion. But again, he's the President of the United States. He's got his own way of doing business.
I don't think that's critical. He's got his own way of doing business. I mean, John Kelly's there for a purpose. President Trump's there for a purpose. So I don't know. I want to hear this question about whether or not he said in this meeting, the one that I bristle at is the idea that if he said in a meeting to congressional Democrats, the president was uneducated when he gave his opinion about what a wall would be. You know, I don't think that's the best choice of words, but I don't see any riff there from those comments at all, based on what the earlier caller said. Anyway, I said I'd play it, so I did. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at H.A. Thompson and Sons. And, you know, if you go to hatandsons.com, I'd really encourage you to spend some time there because there is some significant savings to your bottom line if you own a business, if you own a building. They're one of the oldest mechanical companies in the city of Bismarck and since 1908, now doing work all across the Northern Plains. And they're saving companies money with cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. And there's a video on the website that really helps you understand how they can save you money. So check it out, hatandsons.com, or call 701-223-3393. Lynn Helms is the director of the Department of Mineral Resources, and we got so much good news going on. We got to talk about that. I haven't got to a recap of the refinery public hearing yet. I'll do that before the end of the hour. And then, of course, next hour, Governor Burgum or Lieutenant Governor Sanford, we're not sure which yet, and then also Senator John Hoeven, and more of your comments on what's the wall? Describe the wall. What is it? So all that coming up in the program. But first, I like good news, and Lynn Helms has some. Director of Mineral Resources, Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, Lynn Helms, welcome back to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Oh, it's great to be here, Scott. I'm doing well. This January thaw makes North Dakotans happy.
Feels like it's 50 degrees outside, doesn't it? 60, 70.
Certainly
I feel
does.
Like,
yes.
Break out the Bermuda shorts. This is unbelievable. I haven't worn a coat for 2 days. I'm loving this. You're exactly right. So with regards to the latest numbers here, what's on your mind?
Well, I think there's almost 100% good news in the latest numbers. Back-to-back, month-to-month growth, we're closing in on that record uh, 1.23 million barrels a day that we had back in December of 14. We're almost to 1.2, hoping that we reach that with our December production. So we're at 1,195,000 barrels a day, up 1%. Natural gas production up 1.4%. Prices certainly much, much stronger, not just at West Texas Intermediate at Cushing, but also in North Dakota as a result of this DAPL pipeline. And industry sucked it up, you know, and made the flaring or the gas capture goals for the month of November. So another big positive. So activity pretty darn strong and optimism pretty high. The industry is hoping that this next year they can overcome the workforce limits, the limitations or difficulty getting workforce, and also what infrastructure limitations are going to be in place. Hope to add 10 rigs this next year, and that'll of course stimulate or accelerate that growth. So all good news, all except for one number: gas capture on trust lands on Fort Berthold. That's the only big negative.
And that's a number we don't have control over, thanks to the federal government and permitting, correct?
Exactly. It's right-of-way problems, permitting problems, and they just haven't done anything to clear out the roadblocks there. Those rights-of-way have to be approved three times by the tribe and three times by the BIA. And there's just no sense in that kind of process. We're hoping we can get that fixed.
All right. So let's set the bad news aside and talk about all of the good news.
Oh, yes.
Why is that happening? What's going on?
Well, it's largely price driven. The oil prices, yesterday's oil price in North Dakota for North Dakota Sweet was $55. West Texas is about $62, $63. So the average Bakken producer is getting West Texas price or very nearly. And that has all changed because of the Dakota Access Pipeline. We used to look at that West Texas price and say, well, we've got to take 15% off of that or $10. No longer. We look at anywhere from a $2 discount to a $2 premium for North Dakota Bakken crude as it goes down that pipeline and ends up in Nederland's, Texas. So that's a huge improvement, and it is largely price driven. Now, what that has done is shift industry's focus back towards the Bakken from plays like the Permian and the Eagle Ford. That has removed one of the big problems that the North Dakota Bakken investments had, which was that price discount. So what you see is the federal agency, EIA, and Wall Street saying, you make the most money, the most oil for each drilling rig in the Bakken. That's where we'd like you to make investments.
And that's huge because, obviously, with what's been going on, capital budgets have been reduced. In other words, where are they going to place the money? They have less money than they may have when things were cranking, obviously. And then they have to pick. Where are the resources going to go? Where are they going to be allocated? And it sounds like you're saying we're winning more than we're losing right now when those questions are asked.
That's exactly right. And I think the other piece you have to add to this is the tax reform package that Congress passed and President Trump signed, that lowered corporate income taxes. That gives them more money to invest, and it's great to know that the best place for them to invest that money is North Dakota.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty amazing. I what role has the Dakota Access Pipeline played in that, all of that equation you just described of what's going on as far as the Permian being, what was the other basin we're winning over, Permian
and Ford?
Eagle Ford
down to San Antonio.
You know, mm-hmm. And those have been kind of, fair-haired plays, have they not, Lynn, because, it's better weather there, less costly, right?
Sure. Yeah, they have very consistent better weather. They had direct access to export pipelines into Cushing, Oklahoma, and down to the Gulf Coast. And so they were getting $8, $10 a barrel more for crude oil coming out of those basins than what we were getting coming out of North Dakota. What Dakota Access Pipeline did was erase that price differential between the Permian Basin and the North Dakota Bakken. And it's just really hard to overstate the impact of that, because no longer when you go out to talk to venture capitalists or talk to Wall Street, do you have to explain why your oil is worth $8 or $10 a barrel less. You can now say, hey, we're selling our oil at parity with those other basins, and the well productivity per drilling rig is better in the Bakken.
Yeah, and so that is what, when you're sitting there saying, okay, the Permian is good, and we've got these others here, we've got the Bakken, that now puts us in the event. So you have oil prices saying, I have more money to spend. Now where am I going to spend them? We're winning that battle more than we ever have because of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
And that's right.
I would imagine also just because of the amount of infrastructure we're done, we're able to handle it, you're able to, you know, right? I mean, everything. I mean, you look at the energy corridors that have been done and all the work that's been done to get the communities in line to be able to handle this ramp up. We're in a lot better position infrastructure-wise now, too, are we not?
Oh, absolutely. When you look at the road systems and the bridges and the bypasses and the pipelines and electric power systems that have been built between 2012 and today, we're in far better shape to handle an increase in activity than we were in 2012. And so this is going to be a really exciting second wind for the Bakken play.
And describe what the second wind looks like. Where are we going?
Well, what we see in the second wind is a more moderate rig growth than what we saw in that first boom time. But ultimately, you know, adding 5 to 10 rigs each year until we get back up, you know, pretty close to that 100 number, we have the potential to reach 2 million barrels of oil a day. We our models show us getting north of 1.8 million barrels a day. And so, you know, we bring back a lot of temporary super commuter employees who work the rigs and frac crews, but we build that population base much faster because we're adding producing wells, and those people have to live in North Dakota. So it's going to be great for the Western communities, great for sales tax and income tax, great for the businesses in all of North Dakota, again, to be at a moderate growth pace. Nothing like we saw in 2012 and 13, but definitely a positive, moderate growth pace.
In the second wind, will we see more developments like what's being proposed right now for Billings County, the Davis Refinery, and what does that mean for our attractiveness for this capital?
Yeah, I think we will. You know, the Davis Refinery controversy aside, and it's very difficult when you're a regulator, like the Water Commission or the Health Department, and you hold these hearings, but you have to be able to sort through the emotion and get to the facts and decide how those facts fit with your job as a regulator and a permitter. But the more diversity we can have market-wise for North Dakota crude oil, natural gas liquids, the better our upstream industry is going to do. So these kind of projects really add diversity in terms of market, and they help the upstream sector. I think we're going to see people that want to add value to natural gas liquids. I think we're going to see new types of projects, maybe fertilizer plants or something like that, that will add value to the natural gas itself, the methane. And so,
you know what I hear whenever you say that? When you talk about that kind of growth, Lynn, what I hear? Jobs, jobs, yes. Jobs, economic boom, great opportunity, great future. It's so darn fun. More with Lynn Helms, and if you have a question or comment for him, it's welcome. Andrew in Watford City does. We'll get to you first, and others welcome at 258-0550 on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Elise. Charlie's Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program of the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. And they have a, there's, you know, you're talking about what Lynn and I are talking about here and how they are hitting the ground running and a great start to 2018. They're doing the same thing at Pfeiffer's as they often do. They just find a way to, you know, I'll tell you one thing, that there's a lot of land auctions planned and different things that they're doing, which you can find more about at Pfeiffer's.com, and I'll tell you the next one here in a second. But machinery auctions, they're doing a lot more machinery auctions, and they are getting more buck, bang for the buck, than anybody. I mean, they're bringing a better price to these machinery auctions, and they can show you the examples of that. So it's pretty neat. Tomorrow they'll be at the Winter Ag and Construction Expo Land Seminar in Jamestown doing a land seminar. And then the 1,500 plus acres also tomorrow, Foster, Griggs, Stutzman counties, a written bid lease on some land at Clay County, 1,600 acres over there. Check all that out at pipers.com or call 877-700-4099. One of our fine sponsors on the program. Lynn and I were just talking about in the break about one of our other fine sponsors, Jim the Flagpole guy, who's going to be with us next hour, actually. John Seal subbing for Jim today. But I understand there was a Christmas present in your family that involved the flagpole guy, huh?
Lynn, absolutely, Scott. Thanks for an opportunity to promote that. I know you work with him, and that's where I got the idea. My family's pretty patriotic, and what my wife wanted for Christmas was a flagpole with a big, beautiful U.S. flag. She wanted lights. So we got a hold of the flagpole guy. The installation was excellent. Service was even better. There was a little problem with the transformer, and no questions asked. He hired a local vet, former, you know, military person, come out and replace that transformer, and we're happy as we could be.
That's so awesome. That is cool. Jim the Flagpole Guy, call him at 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. He does good work. I could tell the identical story to what Lynn just did about the one in our backyard. We were the 25-footer, and, man, we just love it. Just could stare at it all day long. It's great. Andrew in Watford City for Lynn Helms. Go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Enjoying your show this morning.
Thank you.
Had a quick question for Mr. Helms. You had mentioned on the show earlier that WTI was around 62, 63, and that North Dakota sweet crude was around 55. Still a $7 to $8 delta, and then we're also talking about parity with the other plays. Could you kind of explain, maybe I didn't hear the numbers right, but if you could explain the numbers a little bit more, I'd appreciate that.
No, you bet. Great question, Andrew. That North Dakota sweet price is Flint Hills Refinery in St. Paul, Minnesota, and that's a posted price. Now, the reason I quoted that was that includes all of our sour crudes and lower gravity crudes and also sweet or crude coming in out of Canada. So that's that price differential. The real trick is that Bakken crude oil going down DAPL doesn't get that price. Bakken crude going down DAPL, depending on how good your marketer is anywhere from $2 under to $2 over West Texas Intermediate. So that Flint Hills price indicates if you're trying to push it into a Chicago or Minneapolis market versus the other price that I talked about, which is right at parity with West Texas if you put it on the DAPL pipeline. So really, really illustrates the difference.
Understood. Appreciate that. Thanks for the explanation.
You bet.
Thanks for the call, Andrew. Bob in Moorhead, question for Lynn. Go ahead.
Yes, my question is, I just moved back here from Florida, and actually I'm really surprised at the growth in Fargo, and I have a brother in Minot, and he says the growth there is pretty big as well. I'm just wondering if there's any oil in the northern sectors farther coming eastward, or is it mainly in the west?
Another good question, Bob. And the geologists tell me that what we've got over there is shallow natural gas, that the source rocks in eastern North Dakota are not of the type that you need to produce crude oil. So there are shallow natural gas prospects over there. The sort of unfortunate thing is that we are awash in natural gas in this country now, which is
what
a blessing when we have cold weather like this. There will be a time when it'll be economic to explore for that natural gas, but prices got to get up another buck and a half before that exploration takes place again. So there's natural gas over there. We've got some really good shows all the way from Hillsboro to Fargo along the Red River.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Okay, well, great show, guys. Thank you very much, Mr. Helm.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate that. Karen, real quick, I don't have a lot of time left, but ask a question quick, and we'll get an answer quick.
I'm Karen.
Go ahead. Yeah, Karen, go ahead.
Good morning.
Yeah. What caused the second wind? I just turned on my radio.
Well, it's a couple of factors. The main factor, of course, is the improvement in oil prices. world markets have pretty much come into balance. They're going to be in balance by the middle of this year. So West Texas crude is now at north of $60 a barrel. The other thing that happened is the tax reform that was passed by Congress and signed by President Trump. That reduced corporate income taxes, and these shale drillers are putting 100% of that back into investments. And with the DAPL pipeline, the Bakken is now a great place for them to make those investments. So those three factors all kind of came together at the same time.
Len, you're a great public servant. We appreciate the time you offer us, getting us schooled up on what's going on. Love good news, so good to chat with you. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks for the opportunity. Talk to you next month, Scott.
That's Len Helms on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming January 2018 auctions include 560 acres of cropland in Stutsman County, 880 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in McLean County near Butte, North Dakota, and 3,000 acres of irrigated and non-irrigated land in Dickey and Sargent Counties near Oaks and Crete, North Dakota. All of these auctions are in January 2018. For complete information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at pipers.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.